Good morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. And as we breathe out, let us be conscious to exhale anything that is not in alignment with who and what we are. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And breathe in the breath of God. Hold. Gently breathing out any stress or tension. As we take our second deep breath, bring your attention first to the cave of the heart, the monastery of the soul, the sanctuary of the spirit. And be aware of this center, which is so vital for each and every one of us. As it circulates the life-giving breath of God around our body. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release and let go of any worries or concerns. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and intentional that we are communing with the ground of being, the source of all that is, and that we are intentionally, as it is written, keeping our mind on God. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, let go and release any fears or doubts. This morning, I'm sharing Psalm 7, the Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mell. Oh, my beloved, to you do I draw close when all my inner fears well up. Enfold me in your strong arms. Otherwise, like a fiery dragon, my fears will consume me. I shall live in my illusions. Oh, love, if I have been unkind, unloving, or acted in ignorance, If I have been unjust to others, seeing my own weaknesses in them, forgive me, O gracious one, and give me the grace to make amends, that we may walk again in harmony. Arise, O beloved, in your steadfast love. Shield me from the demons within. Stay near me, heart of my heart, and I shall be strong to face my fears and illusions. Let all the fragmented parts of my being gather around you. Help me to face them one by one. Love's healing presence will mend all that has been broken. I shall once again be made whole. Oh, let the terrible fears that keep me from loving come to an end. Establish integrity within me. You, who readily forgive us, you who call us back home to love, my shield is with love, who dwells within my open heart. Love is kind and gracious, quick to forgive, and pleased to share the great mystery of life. If I close my heart to love, the beloved awaits close by. Love cultivates the soil of my heart, planting sacred seeds in its garden. Take notice, even should I wander far from love's path, though I err and walk on roads of illusion and darkness, should I act out of fear and ignorance, falling into a pit of despair, yet will love remain constant and sure. I shall dwell with love in gratitude and joy. I shall sing praises to the beloved, knowing my oneness with all. Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, the source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, remembering our oneness with all, as the psalmist reminds us, our oneness with you, the infinite intelligence that is everywhere present. Our oneness with you, that is infinite love, that is moving and having, that we're moving and having our being in. We are one with you, the infinite wisdom that is all-knowing and everywhere present. As we acknowledge our oneness with you, let us acknowledge our oneness with all of your creation, all sentient beings, two-legged, four-legged, winged, hoofed, and finned, all upon this planet, that is an expression of your life, an expression of your spirit, the expression of your being. As we remember our oneness, let us remember that that oneness is all love, that oneness is all peace, that oneness is all kindness and compassion. As we remember this oneness, let us seek to express it in all of our interactions, in all our ways. Beloved Mother, Father, God, as we consciously commune with you this time, touch our hearts and our minds and our spirits so that we are truly grounded in our oneness with you, that we truly reminded of our oneness with each other, that we can seek to express and be examples of your oneness here on this earth at this time, which is in so much need, of an awareness of our oneness with each other and our oneness with all of creation and our oneness with you, irrespective of what name, label, or identification we choose to give you. Our world is in need of a healing that only can come from you, thou who art the absolute, the infinite, the all and ever loving, ever providing source of all that is. There is so much that is happening across our world. most of it we're not even aware of. But right now, we're laying it before you, bringing it into your presence. For whatever the need is across our globe, be it environmentally, be it emotionally, be it physically, be it mentally, be it spiritually. For whether there is a shortage or a drought in any of those areas, I know you will water and fill them full. Ask that your wisdom guide our leaders. I ask that your wisdom infiltrate and percolate the governments of this world, that they will seek to be of service to the people and not allow power or greed to corrupt that vision. To find beloved Mother, Father, God, you know our needs of each and every one of us here on this call right now, and those that will listen later. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. For each of our needs, each of our conditions, situations or circumstances, we surrender them now to you. With open hearts, we're just expressing our deep, deep gratitude for your unending grace, your infinite blessings, and your eternal mercies, now and always. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow that prayer to resonate with you. And I mute the phone lines for prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God
within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God
within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday until we come together for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.